So I've been given the task of telling a little story about a gangbang. That'll be involving five people: Ian, Jeremy, Paul, Foster, and Rodman. And I do hope you enjoy. Now, during this story, I'll be doing a few things to myself. Playing with my pussy, fucking it, fucking my ass. So I do hope you enjoy it. I can't wait to see my photos covered in your cum. So my story's gonna take place at a party. I walk in wearing a short little skirt, a tight top. I'm scanning the room, looking for somebody to play with. Across the room, I spot Ian. I walk up to him, smile. He hands me a drink. I move closer to him, stand up on my tippy toes. I ask him if he wants to have a good time. He smiles, says of course he would love to have a good time. So I take him by the hand, lead him around the room, find the hallway. I pick a door, enters into a bedroom. We walk in, and I press him against the door, pull him down, and press my lips to his, and he slides his hands down, lifting my skirt. He finds out that I'm not wearing any panties, and he slides his hand between my legs. My pussy's already wet. He slides his fingers around, finding my clit. He starts rubbing it, making little circles while I kiss him. He slides his fingers down, pressing them into my pussy. It's nice and hot, wet and tight. My hands move down his chest, down to the front of his jeans, where I find that his cock is so nice and hard already. Lay into his pants. Reach in and pull his cock out. And he's got his fingers still sliding in and out of me. His other hand moves to my tits. Squeezing, pinching my nipples. I start running my hand up and down his shaft, stroking him. I hear him moan, his kiss getting a little bit more hard. I take my hands and push his pants down. I get on my knees at his feet. Take my tongue and slide it up the length of his shaft. I get to the head of his cock and swirl my tongue around. This cock tastes so good. I take the head of him into my mouth and slide down further and further until the head of his cock bumps against the back of my throat. But I keep going all the way until I can't take any more, until I choke and gag around the head of his cock. And I slide it out of my mouth. He's all nice and wet. I slide my hand up and down, jerking him. He's so hard. I want him inside of me. And I stand up, walk to a bed. I stop at the foot of the bed, pull my top off, slide my skirt down till I'm naked in front of him. I get on my knees and lean forward, wiggle my ass at him. He comes up behind me, sliding a hand over my ass, giving me a little spank. And then he pushes the head of his cock up against my pussy, getting all nice and wet. My moan as he presses up against my little clit. He slides back, finding that tight little hole. Pushes the head of his cock in slowly. But I don't want slow. I push my hips back, feeling him shove in all the way. His hands on my hips, pulling me back against him. And all of a sudden, there's a knock at the door. Ian turns his head, says, "Come in." So Paul comes in. He sees what's going on. Closes the door. Walks to the front of the bed. Says, "It looks like we're having fun." I smile at him, tell him it's a lot of fun. He should join in. So takes his clothes off, gets at the front of the bed, presses his cock to my mouth. I swirl my tongue around the head of his cock, looking up at him as I take him in my mouth, sucking him deep, feeling the head of his cock at my throat turns me on. I wiggle my hips, feeling Ian's cock deep inside of me, Paul's cock in my mouth. I moan around it, it feels so good. Someone else is at the door. I hear people talking on the outside. I look up at Paul and he smiles. The door opens. Foster, Jeremy, and Ronman, all three walk in. They all just start undressing, as if something was planned. So now I have 5 cocks to deal with. Ian's is still buried deep in my pussy. Paul's cock in my mouth. But now, Jeremy and Foster, Ronman crawl up on the bed with us. Their cocks in their hands, jerking them while they watch and fondle me. I just feel people grabbing my tits and squeezing my nipples hard. Ian starts pounding me hard. His nails dig into my hips as he forces his cock in and out, his balls slapping against me. And Paul continues to face fuck me hard too, shoving his cock down my throat and holding it deep. All of a sudden, Ian pulls out. I hear him jerking his cock. All of a sudden, I feel his warm, wet cum splatter all over my ass and back. He mouths and grunts as he comes hard. I feel him get off the bed. And then Rodman comes behind me. He wastes no time shoving that hard cock inside me. I moan. He shoves in hard. Holds it there, grinding his hips against me. All of a sudden, Paul starts going faster and harder. He shoves one last time, his cock purring deep in my throat as he comes. I choke around it, swallowing all that I can. I moan and whimper. He has his hands tied in my hair. As he comes hard. He slides his cock out, telling me what a good little cocksucker I was. He moves out, and Foster comes in front of me. I look up at him and smile, ask him if he wants that hard cock in my mouth. He slides up in front of me. I take him deep in my mouth, not even waiting. Shove him deep and start bobbing my head on and off of his cock, swirling my tongue around. I slide a hand up and play with his balls as he fucks my tight little mouth. Rodman starts fucking me even harder. His hand sliding down and around to play with my clit. He's fucking me so hard, it feels so good. He starts pounding me, which forces my body forward and fosters cock even deeper down my throat. And I start squeezing my tight little pussy around his cock, trying to milk him. This cock is so big, so thick, it stretches my tiny little pussy good, making me sore in all the right places. He's fucking me deep. He holds his cock in there, grinding it. He thrusts in and out hard and fast, telling me how much of a good little slut I am. I know that I love to fuck cock. And it feels so good. I just moan around that hard cock in my mouth. Foster's cock tastes so good. I want to suck the cum from it. I slide my hand up and wrap it around the base of his shaft, squeezing as he's deep in my throat. I feel him force it down deeper. His hands on both sides of my head as he holds me there and jerks in my mouth. Cum shooting down my throat, choking me. I swallow every last drop. Run. Slides out. I feel him just jerking his cock behind me. All of a sudden he just groans and comes hard. Shooting all over my ass and pussy. He spanks my ass hard as he comes. I just moan around the cock in my mouth as it slides slowly out. Rodman rubs my ass, telling me how much of a good whore I was to fuck. And so I look around, seeing who's left to fuck me. I've already been fucked by Rodman and Ian. Already swallowed the cum of Paul. Foster. That leaves Jeremy. He comes up behind me, sliding his cock in my pussy, deep and hard. One thrust and he's in. My little pussy's so tight, though, it stretches me. Just press my face into the bed. It feels so good, but it hurts too. I feel somebody grab me by the hair and jerk my head up. I look up. Foster tells me I'm not done yet. Presses his cock to my mouth. I take him in. I feel him getting hard again already. But Jeremy says he doesn't want my pussy. He's just getting that cock wet for my ass. I get wide-eyed, nervous, as he slides his cock out, pressing it up against my tight little hole. Now he presses just the head in. Oh, it feels so good. I'm moaning on my cock in my mouth. He presses the head in and holds it there, letting me get used to him. I feel him drizzle lube down, making sure I'm nice and wet. Slides the head of his cock out, and then back in. Back out, and then back in again. Then he starts sliding that shaft in. Deeper and deeper. It's such a tight little ass. He gets his cock in all the way. Holds it there. Then he slides out. All the way. And then just shoves it back in. All the way hard. And starts sucking me. So hard. My tits are just flopping back and forth as he fucks me. Going deep. Every time, just fucking all the way in as far as he can. I just have hands all over my body now. Just rubbing. My nipples are being benched. I have a cock deep in my throat. A cock buried so deep in my ass, it feels so good. He just starts thrusting hard, fast. Hearing his skin slap against mine, oh, so good. All of a sudden, digs his fingers deep into my hips as he pulls me back against him deep. He just moans loud, grunting as he comes deep in my ass. And I come with him. Hard, it stings so good. And then I just lay there on the bed. My pussy's sore, my ass sore, but I love it. My pussy's so wet, it's just still just leaking out of me. The boys get dressed. They all come over. Give me a quick kiss. Tell me they had a good time. And then leave. I lay there, breathing hard. My body just feeling used. But I love it. Because I am a good little whore. And I know my master would love it too.